Thank you so much for clicking on this today. This is Pastor Bedtime with Nick and Josiah. It's probably the most worthless podcast you could possibly listen to right now, but hey, here you are. I mean, we tackle every problem in the book and solve it just for you, whether it's politics, religion, social issues, or even Hasbro changing their brand name from Mr. Potato Head to Potato Head. Dude, it's riveting, I know. If you want to follow our social media, then it's all in the description. You can follow us, subscribe to us, and mean the world to us. We're doing this all for you, I promise. Promise. So yeah, here is Pastor Bedtime, episode 3. And this is the third time we're doing this?
Oh, yeah, I already can't remember. three times is a lot.
I know. It's past three times too many of doing this shit.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. But there is a much more important reason we're doing this one in particular, because we're hopefully going to be, like, advertised by this YouTuber, Hunter Avalon.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, kind of freaky. It was an interesting story. I think I'm just going to call this episode How to Get Promoted by Somebody Famous Without Doing Anything. Because this dude, Hunter, he just posted on his Instagram, hey, you know, for the time being, if you want to promote your brand or something like that, shoot me a DM and we can talk things out. And I'm like, hey, this is a dude with, like, 600,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And YouTube, there's no chance he's going to notice this.
And, like, replies right away.
Right away, dude. Yeah, like, I see the typing, I about shit myself, dude. It was quite awesome. And he's literally just like, hey, dude, I'm down with that. Yeah. I basically gave a summary. Hey, me and my buddy Nick, we have this podcast that we're trying to start up. We only have a couple pilot episodes going right now. And we want to, you know, take this very, very seriously. Which clearly we're not.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're a bunch of immature little 12-year-olds.
About 12 mentally.
Yeah, he's pretty fantastic. And the fact that he's helping promote this on his Instagram is incredible.
I mean, yeah.
If for whatever reason you're listening to this and you don't know who he is, you know, check him out. He's actually, like, great dude. Great dude. But yeah, I guess the go-to topic of this week has to be the Potato Head situation.
Yeah.
This whole thing is just blown way too far out of proportion.
Exactly. It's a plastic children's toy.
Yeah. Because potatoes, they do, you know, have gender. They are Mr. and Mrs. And they do have sex. And that is how we get baby potatoes out
there. We do.
Yeah. It makes sense. And the bad the sketchy neighbor in the back in the backyard, that's French fry, you know. He slept with Mrs. Potato.
So you have, like, this somewhat of a tater tot kind of child.
Yeah.
He's the hybrid between full potato and French fry.
Yeah. Then these goddamn gender neutral potatoes out here.
I liked our French fry conspiracy more.
They're taking our jobs, swear to God. It's ridiculous that this has been blown out of proportion this much, and every single conservative Karen is like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, it's the brand name, not like the actual figures.
Look at the box. It still says Mr. Potato Head and Mrs.
Yeah, and it's like, even then, it shouldn't really be a gender thing. The way I saw it
is a, like, potato.
Well, yeah, but, like, if you look at, like, the things that they produce, it's not just Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They have, like, Darth Vader, Darth Maul, fucking Goofy from, like, everything Disney related. I mean, it's not Mr. Goofy, Mr. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking toy.
It's ridiculous. And
it's like expecting Legos, just because they sell Lego Batman sets, to be like Lego Batman.
Yeah.
Like, they do other stuff.
Like, imagine... Like, it's not like they're taking their toy character. Like, say it was Lego and stuff. Like, they're not changing the gender of Luke Skywalker or anything. It's literally a fucking potato, dude. That's
like,
it.
And at the end of the day, like, kids have an imagination. And, like, they're not going to read it and be like, oh, this is what it is. It's something adults complain about because we have nothing better to do. I mean, it's like, if you're a kid and you get a Mr. Potato Head, you're just going to be like, look at all the dumb shit I can make out of this. Like, I can put, like, his eyes, like, where his teeth are supposed to be, or, like, I mean, I don't fucking know. It's
It's beyond dumb. It's beyond. This isn't like something like even when Hasbro came out and said, "Hey, you know, we're changing our brand name. You know, kids are free to make their own potato families." You know, whether it's a mom and a mom or dad and a dad, like
I like Mr. Potato Boba Fett is my dad for Star Wars fanboys' dream,
and then French Fry as a dad, right?
French Fry would be like your uncle or something. The one that your family doesn't talk to, that you didn't even know you'd had until you were like, what, like 11?
That's the story of my life right there. Then.
Everyone has that uncle. It's not just me.
Yeah. Like, literally, it's not even like, you know, a similar. It's literally the exact same person.
Everyone has that one uncle. And he's the same person.
Yeah. His name's Kyle. but I the reactions are incredible with these people. They really do take it so far out of proportion. Again, if you are ever triggered, either even the people who are like saying, "Oh, this is a huge stand for the LGBTQ plus community," it's like, no, it's a potato. Like, that's
like,
I'm glad that we're, you know, this stuff is normalized in our society. Like we.
But, like, do you really want to, like, make a valid social push off of, like, a plastic potato or, like, something with more weight to it? Like,
it's a non-issue.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's a plastic potato.
Yeah.
Like, this shouldn't be taken this far, like, in any way.
Yeah. Next thing you'll know, a Play-Doh will be gender neutral and stuff like that. Because there's a Mr. Play-Doh and a Mrs. Play-Doh.
I was going to say, like, if I remember Play-Doh, I mean, like, wow, if I remember Play-Doh.
I just made penises with it.
I was going to say, the only thing I can remember is, like, I hated people mixing the colors together, and that was it.
That was the birthplace of our anxiety.
Exactly. I saw that, and
that's why I'm addicted to CBD.
I felt that on, like, a really heavy level. Every time I saw a kid mix the Play-Doh together, it made me want to not be there.
You degenerate, you little god.
Yeah, now after dealing with that as a kid, I do abuse CBD.
That's why we're going to hell.
Yeah, straight to hell.
Gosh. Sorry, God.
Good Christian can't do CBD.
And next up we'll have Pastor Corrupt Dude coming in and baptizing us, telling us how wrong we are and how we're going to hell.
The television pastors are the greatest.
Oh, we love them.
That, I mean, they're not the greatest at all. I like to watch them because it's just kind of laughable that, like, I always believe in, like, religious freedom and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, as someone who was raised Christian, like, I can understand why people aren't Christian and I can understand why they are, but, like, to see someone come on TV and say, like, I am basically an extension of God.
Yeah.
Like, look at me, my image. It's just, I don't get how people can believe it, let alone give them money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a massive difference between, you know, the pastor at your church that would just read scripture and give you semi-relevant, you know, moral advice. And then you'll get the television ones. Like, and it sucks that, like, a lot of Christians get roped into that, like, associated with it is a better phrase, but I don't know. I mean, I just hate to see it.
Yeah, it you know, there's a little bit of a memory thing going on right now, because I remember the Bible.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ himself, it says, look out for these fake preachers.
Like, exactly. Everyone eats it up.
Yeah,
it's funny because whether you believe the Bible or not, the way you should look at it is, some guy that long ago wrote that down and hit the nail on the head today. Because back then, it was still probably just as relevant as it is now. You know, people having just a massively inflated self-image and taking advantage of people. Like, it still holds true to this day, whether you're religious or not. Like, that's almost undeniable.
Yeah. You can still take a look at it, whether, like you said, whether you believe it or
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
Look at it and get some good out of it.
I think religious texts, regardless of any of your beliefs, it wouldn't hurt to read one you don't believe in, just because you never know if you could take something out of it that could, you know, change your view on just life as a whole, even if it's not spiritual. I mean,
yeah, it's bigoted to disregard anything like that without any proper investigation.
And the thing is, I don't think we can really have any proof of any religion, like it being the correct one or, you know, based in anything real at all. You know, you just believe what you want to believe or don't believe anything.
it's not something that should divide us the way it has.
Oh, yeah.
So countless wars have started just because of it.
Oh, yeah. Like, just conflicts in general, yeah. Even beyond wars on like a very small level, I mean, but very high numbers. This stuff has happened so many times.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just have to wait for the Bible part 2 to come out.
I was going to say.
See how this all turns out, everybody.
Let's see what TV preacher does that first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want the Bible. Well, isn't that the Book of Mormon?
this is the book that I'm including in the Old Testament, actually, because I think I know that shit. I mean, you all watch me. You all believe me. I'm inserting it, and I'm selling it for $40.
I'm a trustworthy guy. Would I hurt a? I wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, I'm a good man.
Unless I fly the devil.
So I was like thinking back to because I went to a couple different churches and stuff like that. Yeah. We all had our own, of course, youth group and kids ministry and whatnot. And it was if you wanted to be the edgy one there, like the real edgy one,
yeah.
Just listen to not Christian music.
Exactly. Anything that they would frown upon.
Oh, jeez.
Like that guy's like, yeah, I listen to Black Veil Brides, guys, you know.
Whoa.
It's like, oh my God.
He's so hot.
Yeah. It's like, I'm trying to pick up chicks at the youth group, you know, outing.
Yeah. Which would never happen.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, that's some people. I don't want to say good luck to you like that. That would be something I wish would not happen if it ever happened to me.
Like, because I was the least dashing, least charming guy at my youth group, even though I listened to, like, all that whacked up music.
Exactly.
I said, like, we were having a small group, and I said, oh, yeah, Jesus of Suburbia by Green Day is such a good song. And this guy is like, never, I don't even think he knew who Green Day was. He goes, that was sacrilegious.
And I'm like, that was sacrilegious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, like, what music are you like into that was just like just wrong for Christians, like bad.
I mean, basically, I've been getting into Black Sabbath and stuff like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, should I listen to like a lot of metal stuff? But
I wouldn't consider Black Sabbath metal.
Yeah, I'd consider them like that you know, first kind of starting ground. They kind of pioneered the genre.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we couldn't have metal today.
Exactly.
Without Black
Sabbath. At least it wouldn't be the same as what we have today, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean,
country would be the new metal.
That'd be a scary world.
Oh, God.
But I mean, yeah, Tony Iommi really pioneered the guitar sound there. He, you know, grew up in Birmingham and he had a job in a factory and stuff and lost his fingers. I mean, if you look at
pictures and stuff.
Yeah, he just got two, like, prosthetic fingertips, like, basically, like, to the first knuckle.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, he'll, from what I've heard, I don't know, he pioneered his sound with that. I mean, he went home after that incident in the factory, and he was, like, I'd say 17, if I remember. Mm-hmm. You know, his boss felt really bad because he knew that he played guitar, and, I mean, there's a whole little animated short about it called Fingers Bloody Fingers.
And, I should have linked that in the description.
Yeah, and he, you know, after losing his fingers, was distraught that he'd not be able to play anymore. But I mean, his boss had stopped by and shown him a musician who had a worse injury to his hands. I forget exactly what it was, but and he, you know, made a name for himself. And so Tony went out and did the same thing. I mean, he decided to continue to pursue it, and he experimented a bit and created basically a whole different genre of music at the time and laid down the stepping stones for, I mean, really anything heavy beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying there weren't other bands that were heavy before them, but I think they really, really popularized the idea of a different sound, at mm-hmm. least.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, what a devil worshiper.
Yeah, honestly. I was going to say, like, if I listened to that and mentioned that in youth group, I mean, ours were pretty, you know, laid back. I mean,
you could listen to the 21 Pilots.
Exactly, the stuff that I was into, like, back when I was, like, late middle school, you know, youth group trips and stuff was, oddly enough, you know, Green Day and MCR and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he let us play that stuff. I mean, because it was just, this youth group thing was very small. It was just, you know, three guys roughly my age and, you know, a married couple with a, I'd say at the time, like 2 or 3 year old kid that had gone to my church longer than I've probably been alive. And I mean, they were very laid back with it. But I've also heard about like the more largely organized youth group things where it's not like someone you go to church with. It's they're seen as more of a chaperone.
Yeah.
That becomes like a very limiting thing.
Yeah.
I do really like when people can be more laid back about things like that, because I'm a really close friend of mine. His dad's a pastor out at one of the churches in the town we live in, and his dad listens to like Metallica, and you know, as a money making job, you know, I wouldn't say being a pastor doesn't make money, but they have like a bunch of kids. I mean, so he's a truck mechanic, and I think he's actually advanced further into that. But I mean, he's also a very laid back, reasonable guy. I mean, I feel like those are more common than a lot of the stuff that most people hear about. That's like about just Christianity as a whole.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, like with every kind of social group, that the loudest always get the most attention. The ones with the most extreme opinions are, they're usually the loudest ones. And they create a bad name for everyone. And it sucks when you're part of that group, to some extent at least, even if it's more loosely, you know, tied to it, you still feel roped in.
Yeah.
Let alone if you're directly part of the group, you feel like these people are, you know, not representing you correctly.
Yeah.
That's the thing that sucks about, you know, religion.
Mm-hmm. The church that I went to most recently, the preacher there is a great, great guy. I probably shouldn't say his name directly, but he's a fantastic guy. He's like so laid back and is very like, even though like things, he goes by the book. By the book. But he represents the kindness and understanding of what a Christian should be so well. Like, even in my disgustingly heathen phase of listening to MCR.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the worst. He was, again, I was an edgy little dude.
And he knew that, like, reprimanding you probably would not get you
at all
to, exactly, would not get you to believe the things he's saying. Yeah. It wouldn't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if, I like the idea of basically anyone who preaches any sort of religion, not necessarily focusing on converting someone, but allowing them to walk out the doors with something else that they didn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, help them with their life to some extent.
We're solving religion right now, dude. Come on. Preach.
I wish it was like that.
Yeah. I still remember, this was in one of the bigger youth groups I went to. We were taking a outing or a summer trip to Cedar Point. Excuse me. And we took a bus there and stuff like that. It was the church bus, and all the people that think like who didn't grow up Christian that don't know what the church bus is, I'm really sorry. It literally is just a bus. And that's it, okay? It's owned by the church. Nothing weird. Anyway.
Is it usually like a short bus too?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, like for the smallest of schools.
The
like,
seatbelt ones.
Yeah, the ones that you can basically fit the entire population of Delta in.
Yeah, pretty much.
But like we're taking that to Cedar Point and stuff like that, and we're listening to music, and one of the youth leaders, he was a good guy, but you could tell that he liked to have the superiority complex.
Yeah.
I am the youth leader. Like,
I'm youth leader of you know,
Gondor, like,
you know, God himself wants me here.
It's yes.
Whether he does or not, don't get a big head about it, dude.
But we're listening to music, and we tried to make sure it was like, you know, as friendly as possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't, even with, you know, mine were very laid back, I don't think they would have, you know, enjoyed me playing something like Slayer or whatever. Yeah. Which is understandable.
And the pastor, Casey, he's a great guy. Great guy. He was a very, very a very open-minded pastor,
yeah.
I would say. But he was playing music. He played Killers, the Mr. Brightside,
yeah,
by the Killers. And again, that's obviously not a Christian song.
Yeah.
But like he's in a bus with 15, 16, 17 year olds.
Exactly.
Who aren't, you know, weird. But this other, the youth leader was kind of like, oh man, like, oh, what are you doing?
And then suddenly, relating to the kids that I'm, tasked with, giving a good time at an amusement park, like trying to help them, have fun and enjoy the experience.
Yeah. But then somebody called out, it was the funniest thing ever. He goes, I heard you listening to Humble by Kendrick Lamar, though. Because it was the clean version. Like, it's like, music is art, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it should be completely I don't think somebody should be reprimanded or cast out if they're a Christian and you're listening to not safe music, not safe for work.
It's like, I can have my own beliefs and enjoy something that, doesn't line up with those beliefs. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go, sacrifice a goat to Satan because I listen to Slayer on a regular basis. Yeah. Like,
and if you are, somebody is, really, really, devoted in their religion and stuff that in a very healthy way, it's really up to them as a person. But if you're listening to stuff that's, slurs against Christians or Muslims, Jews, whatever, I think you should
tone it down.
But
that's not the appropriate setting,
right? But that's your complete.
If you want to do that, do that. But I don't know, not around.
Yeah.
You're at that point. You're attacking. You're not playing music. You're doing that because you know you'll get a reaction. Yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah. But sometimes that calls for the best music.
There you go.
With Trump being in office for, what was it, 4 years?
Yeah.
It seems so short of a time now that I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a perception of time anymore. Yeah.
Because there's still so many celebrity singers and stuff like that. Just Trump is the worst. Just the Academy Awards last year.
Yeah.
Trump was in office for 3 years at that point, and they're still just, going on and on about Trump.
And it's like,
okay, it's like, we get it, he's shit.
Yeah, it's like, sure, he's tearing apart our country, but we all should know that. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That I don't know.
And again, obviously, a lot of these celebrities are really just playing to the game.
They want to stay relevant themselves, and they know that is the fastest, easiest, most efficient way to do so is to become politically involved.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't know. You can usually tell that because a lot of them. From what I've noticed, and this may almost be baseless, but I feel like their political, opinions change what's relevant. Like, for instance, if we were to do a total 180 and just revert back to feudal fucking monarchism, and that was what people, wanted, they would promote it. They would support it. They would be like, look at this. Like, this is great.
Yeah. It's obviously celebrities aren't for, like, they can't, we're not holding back on celebrities.
Exactly.
It's everybody.
But if you're going to publicly say that, I don't know. It's the whole Twitter thing. It's like, you are allowed to have opinions on Twitter, but when you post an opinion on the internet to your large following, you have to some degree understand that you are trying to push that opinion.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily sharing it compared to pushing it. Like I said, I think censorship is awful, but you can almost tell when people are being genuine and when they're saying it just for the sake of people to notice it. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, you can post whatever the hell you want on Twitter within their terms of service. I mean, but sometimes it would be smarter not to. I mean,
We can just go into the Gina Carano situation.
I don't think she should have lost a job over that, but at the end of the day, I don't know if she thinks anyone would I don't know. When you have that big of a fan base, obviously, people are going to agree with you, but at the end of the day, how many people do you think actually care?
Mm-hmm.
Or how many people's minds do you think you're going to change? Because the whole thing is, both sides of, I don't want to say the political spectrum, but I mean, it's kind of what it is. Mm-hmm. Fuck, what was it?
you're on fire, dude. You're on fire.
They, Did crap, I forgot it. Yeah, it just slipped me.
It just farted out of your...
Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
I think you made your point pretty well.
It's usually, like, pretty insincere when a celebrity says something on Twitter because you know they're saying that because they know people will see it. And I understand that there's such a thing as using your platform, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But when I think I remembered, when it comes to, like, the whole saying things on Twitter thing... Mm-hmm. Holy shit, dude. You're going to have to fucking cut this part out. Oh, my God. I just... Well, like, dropping the ball there.
It's like any other job, though. They can't... When Gina Carano is making these, you know, these claims and these tweets and stuff like that...
Yeah.
It's bringing controversy to herself, obviously, but it brings controversy to the company. And it's like if I were out talking shit about some other company and they're like, hey...
Exactly, especially when you have that large of, like, when people know who you are.
I don't know if you've heard of Disney or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you work for Disney. Not that I, you know, I more times than not disagree with Disney on more of a business and social standpoint, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, they are a private company, and if they warn you, at the end of, you're choosing to work for them, and you're choosing to abide by these rules. And if they warned you, it's a different thing, and I don't agree with someone being banned for that, but it's one of those things where you could have avoided that pretty easily.
Yeah,
I can understand both sides of this issue. It's like, I think both sides have some legitimacy and they've also made a mistake. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's a small chance that they could just end up hiring her back.
I'd imagine they would. The whole publicity thing's over.
The whole James Gunn situation, he's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. They fired him. He got it better. He got it much worse than Gina.
Oh, yeah.
And was canned.
Because wasn't that like, it was all on Twitter. Wasn't that back when retweeting didn't say it was a retweet? It added this whole thing.
Yeah.
So his retweets looked very out of context and people abused that.
Because he really just said it like, it was like, almost 12 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think a person can change a lot in 12 years.
And from what I heard, once I don't know. I'm
glad he is back doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I couldn't be happier. He's one of the best directors that the MCU has had.
Yeah.
But that situation with James Gunn, that was like an action stuff that I strongly disagree with. They're old tweets, and Disney literally just boom, and he was fired, gone.
Yeah,
he was off of it for like a year and a half, I think. And people are just like, seriously, just like, hey, this is kind of ridiculous. And they hired him back because they want to make themselves look like the good guys again.
And there's always going to be that gray area when it comes to private companies where it's like unreasonable and reasonable censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because at the end of the day, I personally don't think there should be like any sort of censorship, but. You did sign up for it. At the end of the day, you do have some degree of control over whether you're going to get censored or not.
Yeah.
Which I think is slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't own Disney. I can't make their calls. They're not censoring me or anyone who doesn't work for them. And by working for them, you've basically acknowledged that.
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen to do that.
Yeah.
Not that I agree with it, but it makes it slightly different to me, at least at that point.
I don't know. Like, obviously, a lot of these like private, because Twitter's a private company.
Yeah,
they have as much as people hate it, they have the authority to take somebody off their service. They can do it. And the whole Trumpy, did he ever get his Twitter account back?
I have no clue.
I could not care less.
The only time I ever hear about him is when I read his name on signs that are still out. And don't get me wrong, the Biden signs annoy me just as much. It's like, okay, like, the election's over.
Yeah. Like, it's been months now.
These signs, can you, like, take them down?
Yeah. I'm glad the election is over.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of, like, I'm intrigued to see, because there's already still people that these, Joe Biden simps.
Yeah.
That thought he was going to save the world.
And they're in denial
like, when he bombed Syria. It's like, okay.
From what I heard, dude, when Obama was elected, which I was 8 years old, so of course I don't really necessarily remember, but like
2 years ago.
That's what it almost feels like. But, everyone just magically assumed that things were, he was just going to change everything. Yeah. It's like, you really put that much like baseless trust in these guys? Like, a lot of them just, they don't talk about what they're going to change. No. Some of them do, and then they don't follow through, but a lot of them just say generic, simple terms, and this tactic seems to get them way further, because it's like the lowest common denominator you're appealing to. Mm-hmm. What do people want? Change, you know? Okay, well, how? I don't need to know. As long as you can drive the point of change far mm-hmm. enough, it becomes this thing where people will just believe, like, he's going to change. He's going to change something. The other guy didn't say that as much, so.
Yeah.
Then what did he change? I don't know. From what I've heard, just like every other president, he just put his own medical plan into yeah. place.
That is literally every single president.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, at least. I mean, I only have one vividly memorable election. I mean, I'm only 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Obama-McCain thing, that was a blur because I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. But of course,
I still even remember how big of a deal
exactly it people. I remember in like elementary school, people were like, oh, if you which it's elementary schoolers, mm-hmm. it doesn't fucking matter. But it's like, oh, if you don't like Obama, that means you're racist. Where did they hear that from, though?
Yeah, you're 8 years old. Like, where did that?
Yeah, come? It's like,
where did that come from?
Yeah, kids. It's like you had to have heard that from somewhere. Once again, it's like, I don't know.
It's the notion that parents kind of will influence the kids, basically.
Yeah, and like, I'm all for anybody within the set requirements to become president. Mm-hmm. And by set requirements, obviously, I don't personally think anyone under, what is it, like 35 should yeah. be president. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody older than that age seems to fucking be capable of it either. Yeah. But at the end of the day,
I want a 21-year-old president.
Yeah. And then movie Idiocracy or whatever.
Oh, shit.
But like, yeah, I just, I don't mind literally anyone being president. Like, your skin color, you know, your gender, none of it should matter.
Right, right.
Who you're electing. But of course, don't elect someone purely because of that.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, obviously, all we've had up until Obama were just a bunch of white dudes over the age of 35,
yeah.
usually significantly over that age.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm all for another black president, a woman president, and really anything in between. So long as they're a person I feel will do something.
Exactly, like, yeah.
When you vote on them, these things don't act as filters as to whether they'll do their job or even be a decent person whatsoever. I mean, and I think there's that automatic assumption that because, you know, all of these middle-aged and older, usually older, white presidents have a track record of really kind of not doing shit,
mm-hmm.
that people automatically assume that is the significant like portion of the problem. And it's like, well, no, it's because we just have corrupt politicians. Yeah. Like,
well, I'm sure all of them are just like, hey, I'm going to die in the next 4 years.
Yeah,
what does it matter what I change and do?
Agreed, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
As long as I have a ginormous mansion
yeah.
in 19 different countries. I'm in the countries.
I mean, I own these embassies when I'm out of office, they're still mine.
Exactly. Even
I feel like I don't know if I should make a joke about that or not. I mean, I don't think any president owns an embassy. That's not how embassies work.
It was spur of the moment. Who cares?
Yeah.
See, that this is why I wanted Kanye as our president. And like, in all honesty,
he'd somehow manage to be less narcissistic than any of them.
I know, it's incredible.
Which is, yeah, that's a miracle.
Did you listen to the Joe Rogan Kanye West interview?
I did not.
It was actually it goes on for like 3.5 hours. It's and this
was 2.5 of that Kanye.
Oh yes, absolutely, and it was wonderful. But like obviously a lot of the stuff he was saying was kind of out there.
Yeah,
but you could tell obviously there's a bit of controversy with Kanye right now.
But yeah,
it was interesting hearing somebody who was so passionate about wanting to make a difference.
Yeah,
he was so clear and vivid on how he wanted to change things.
He does seem to have goals, and
yeah,
it seems more driven than a lot of celebrities. Yeah. But I also think that kind of stuff can come from a very, very, you know,
egotistical.
Your ego is put up on a pedestal.
Yeah,
your self image is very inflated. I think that if he wasn't a celebrity, he wouldn't think like these, like, you know, the way he does. But because he's a celebrity, he's like, I have the platform.
Yeah.
I can do this. And it's like, you have potential to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean people are going to agree with you.
Yeah. He seems like a, like, in all honesty, I think Kanye is a nice guy.
Yeah, I think he's genuine, but he very much comes off
as
very, very narcissistic.
Yeah. And that's why we want him as our president.
Still less narcissistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it wasn't Biden stealing the votes. It was, we just wanted Kanye.
It was Kanye, and he still didn't get enough, no matter how much he stole.
Damn it, Kanye.
Yeah.
All right, right now we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Well, well, well. If you have made it this far, you at least find us mildly interesting. And honestly, that's kind of flattering. So go ahead and give us a follow, a subscribe, and if you really like us that much, go ahead and do a quick little review for us. Give us 5 stars. That would help us out quite a bit. Now go ahead and keep listening to us ramble about absolutely nothing.
So, like, we have this coffee here, okay?
Yeah.
It is, it has Cinnamon Toast Crunch creamer and stuff like that. And it is, like, the greatest thing in the world. And you haven't tried it
yet. I'm waiting for our coffee to cool down.
Really?
I really want to try it.
That's going to be the finale. We're going to figure out if it's good or not. And from Nick himself.
I was going to say, yeah, the guy who just drinks black coffee normally. We'll see my opinion on it.
When you're so insecure with your race. I drink black coffee.
I gotta, you know, change it up a bit.
Yeah. The guy that suggested that coffee is, like, I at work, I have this guy that's obsessed with, like, G Fuel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's you know, like, bringing the caffeine, you know. He's a huge Twitch streamer. His name is Alex, actually. Might as well promote him. It's AJH_23 on Twitch. Like, he ain't bad, okay?
Yeah.
Cocksucker, but he ain't bad. But he's obsessed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though, okay?
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, dude, there's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer. I know you don't drink a lot of coffee.
I was going to say, if you know that, like, the G Fuel guy, the guy who uses that for caffeine, not knocking on it at all, but it's very different from coffee, like, taste-wise. I could definitely see why someone would want one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's recommending a coffee creamer, you know, you have to at least try it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm not joking. Right after work, I went and grabbed some and tried it out.
Yeah.
I didn't even wait for coffee. I literally just did a quick other creamer. See, that's probably why I've never gotten COVID, because I grew up doing the dumbest shit. I thought coffee creamer was the most delicious thing. I'd steal them at Circle K.
I used to get, like, that, like, half and half, like, milk creamer stuff, like the Lando Lakes little, like, single use things, and I would just, like, just take shots of that. I don't know why. I wasn't doing it to be cool. I didn't see it as taking shots or anything. Yeah. Then I was just like, shit's so good, man.
Yeah, it's you're just gonna end up on My Strange Addiction.
I actually half, like, and half. I eat the little, like, wrapper that's on the top of the disposable thing.
You think you can give it a taste then? Then we can move this. I'm either gonna pass.
Start swearing really loud, or I'm gonna say it's good. Yeah, I like it.
Oh shit!
I thought it was gonna be really hot. That's why I was kind of scared to drink it.
It's good.
Yeah, I like it.
That's like, oh, now we need a rating system for stupid things. Oh shit! Yeah. No, I was thinking about this recently. Our scoring system will be like a double A, a triple A, or a that'll be our rating system.
The, like, batteries?
Yeah, batteries.
A D battery, a C cell.
So what would you give it?
I'd give it from, like, a triple A. If that's nice. Like the smaller, medium scale, like,
nobody knows.
Best leave, like, no context to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I'm not a big coffee creamer guy, but, like, every now and then I put creamer in my coffee, and I would go for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch coffee creamer is a triple A out of whatever.
Yeah. I would have Can you measure the output of a battery in like, no, not kilowatt hours? That's a voltage for batteries. I don't think they do amps.
Yeah, I don't think.
Why are we even like delving into this if we're gonna give no context? I'm ruining the point here.
No, I think it's making it even better. Like 30 years from now, people will be asking, where did the concept for your ranking system come from?
It all started here, kid. It all started here. When it started here. Oh, we're talking about like this exact location.
Yeah, we'll show them the episode.
We'll take them back to the apartment. it started 30 years ago.
Long-haired twink. Another long-haired twink. That was me, kid.
Yeah, we got a hippie and Drake Bell over here.
We got a former Taco Bell worker, sponsored by Taco Bell, everybody.
Shit. Are we legally allowed to say that?
No, probably. We're not actually sponsored by Taco Bell.
Do we even have to clarify? Yeah. Just watch. Just statistically impossible. Our first, long-time, constant viewer is just going to be someone with, some executive job at Taco Bell. And he's like, well, I liked their first 2.5 episodes, and they said that we give them money.
These sponsors, obviously we're being promoted by Hunter Avalon again.
Yeah,
this is another reminder. Go check him out on YouTube, yeah. Hunter Avalon. If you could be sponsored by anybody or any company, what would it be?
It's a hard decision.
Oh yeah,
see. I don't know, I wish there would be some sort of medium for us to just plaster our sponsor somewhere, like a NASCAR.
Oh,
like, we got M&M's, Cheerios, Home Depot.
And Menards.
And got, Bass Pro Shop. you could just put all those on your car.
Yeah, yeah.
No one will understand at all. They'll just see you driving.
Yeah.
And then the first thought isn't going to be, that dude has a podcast. The first thought is gonna be what NASCAR driver does this guy fucking like? He's got all of their sponsors. That was how I always recognized those cars as a kid too. That's the M&M one. That's the Home Depot one. Mind you, I know nothing about NASCAR. I just thought they were cool as a kid because I like Hot Wheels cars
too. I like cars.
Yeah, cars. I was just I can play with these.
Yeah,
that's... know what M&Ms are. This is awesome.
If I were to be sponsored by anybody, right now, it'd probably be the company behind Chia Pets.
That would be awesome.
I want to be spot. We can have Chia Pets all in the background.
They need to grow vines for my hair. It was some sort of chia ivy or whatever.
That'd be Chia Pet. This is a sponsor us, please.
We really, really hope you're listening at this point.
I'm gonna reach out to them as much as possible.
Yeah, we're gonna just bother them. We've got five weekly listeners. You know. I think that the general public is ready for a Chia Pet of us.
Yeah.
Just send us an email back.
Subject.
Mind you, this is a podcast, so no one's even going to know what we look like in the first place.
We're going to have our faces up there at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Again, if you're listening to us talking, the image in your head that you see that you think we look like, that is what we look like. I promise.
We promise we won't disappoint your expectation.
Yeah.
Whatever you can conceivably imagine is exactly what they look like.
Yeah, I look like a methed out Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. That's Josiah. That's me.
I look like Charles Manson if he really insecure about not being able to grow facial hair.
Yeah, close enough.
We're both from Ohio.
Yeah. Maybe. So that's an image even in. So we say pop, not soda. Damn it. Any soda people?
Get suckers, off. Not lollipops. Let's say lollipop just
it feels, sounds so wrong.
It does. I can say soda instead of pop. I will say pop just because it's a habit, but saying lollipop instead of sucker actually physically brings me discomfort.
Yeah. Because I associate lollipops as a pancake flat.
Yeah,
thing that you lick.
The big things you'll get at I don't know, Cedar Point or
a circus or something.
Yeah, or some sort of, yeah, exactly. You'll get it in the candy gift shop and it's big and colored. I've never even gotten one of those. As a kid, I was just that's too big for me.
Yeah, it's dumb. And then we have suckers. Suckers are like dumb dumb suckers. Yeah,
exactly. That's what it is. Dumb dumb suckers. Is that even like a local thing here? Because the only place they make them is like, what, like a town over at Bryan?
Right, yeah.
Spanglers, yeah. Spanglers. I mean,
yeah, that's what it's called. See, that's why we're famous, okay? We want to be sponsored by Spanglers now.
Too. Just watch, like, they're not even as, like, national or international as we think they are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I feel like they are, but the weird thing is, I genuinely don't know if that's, like, just, like, a regional thing or, like...
If it is, that...
Because, like, the Dum Dum Suckers, they're, you know, like, the little drumsticks to their mascot playing, like, a drum, and... I don't know, it's like an automatopoeia for like a drum sound, and they make a bunch of flavors. I mean, you mail in the wrappers and you get stuff from them. I mean,
I guess it's kind of one of those things, like something has always been the same for you for your entire life.
Yeah, and you go somewhere else and you're just like...
Because I was on, I think it was TikTok a couple days ago, and I found out something that freaked me out.
Like, yeah.
I fundamentally thought this was a fact as a child. I'm just now getting my mind changed. I don't know if this is common knowledge, but like when animals go and hibernate, like grizzly bears and stuff like that, they're not sleeping. They're wide awake. They just move a lot slower.
I didn't even fucking know that.
Yeah, that's an actual
thing. You know how much that would suck?
Yeah. They store up all that food because like, I was watching this TikTok.
I think sleeping's easier for kids to understand, though.
Yeah, I guess so, but still, that it's such an odd thing because my entire life, I thought, oh, they just eat a whole bunch and they sleep.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it,
I'm like, wait a minute. They have to slow their heart rate down.
But now that I think about it, I'm like, wait, they'd be sleeping for that long? Like,
it's
months upon months upon months. So it makes sense that they'd just be, like, you know, a lot more chill and slow and eat food when they have to eat food.
To some extent, some of us even do that in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating. Because my mind was completely blown.
Yeah.
It could be the same thing with the Dum Dum Sucker. It's sponsored by... Spangler, hopefully. God. Spanglers, I'm going to be reaching out to you really soon.
They're semi-local. We're semi-local. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We're support your local companies, everybody.
If you aren't, as you know, branched out as we've always thought for our whole life, then let's just pretend someone from outside of around here is going to hear this.
Yeah. It's
we'll get you one person.
A free tour, hopefully. Maybe. Again, we are not actually sponsored by Spanglers. Don't assume anything, please. But
don't sue us. We don't have enough money for you.
Yeah. Living working in factories and not really having much of a life.
Yep.
Basically, we're doing this so we don't go crazy.
Exactly.
And have a midlife crisis.
I have a coworker who's from Florida, and he's only up here because you know, just some family things with his in-laws, and he hates it here. He's like, hey, it's too damn cold. They'll be sitting outside with me, and it's like -3 with the wind, or even like 20. And he's just like, I fucking hate it here. And I'm like, dude, I've been here 20 years, and I've hated it for about like 10 to 15. It's like
once you start driving on the roads,
that's all you have to do. Yeah, right? I mean,
yeah,
is just drive around. He said something, I thought it was hilarious. Because this is coming from the guy from Florida, and he's got a point. He's like, oh, no wonder all y'all fuckers do drugs, you know, there ain't nothing else to do here. And I was just like, that hit the nail about as hard as it could, right on the head without me feeling attacked.
Yeah.
That was like, there's nothing to do. Like, we're in that, like, flat part of Ohio where it's like the lake plains or whatever.
Yeah.
There is genuinely nothing. If the fields are down, you can actually see like 5 or 6 miles, like as far as the horizon will let you in some spots. I mean,
it's sad. It's sad.
It's
obviously since we both grew up here,
exactly.
we know the fun things that we can do.
Yeah.
Like there's
throw glass beer bottles at an old dilapidated refrigerator.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I said that word right.
I think you did. That was
close. Yeah, close enough. But yeah, I mean, or just, I don't know. I don't even want to say, like, fuck around, because I feel like everybody does that everywhere. But
like, we can fuck around in a way that makes, that's fun towards us, because we can go to, like, abandoned places.
Yeah.
Since Ohio is Ohio, there's, like, 15 million things that are just torn down.
Yeah, if you ever get bored of, like, soybean fields, I mean, you can explore, like, a barn that, you know, has well past its expiration date.
Yeah.
are like that's 100 years.
I promise it's more fun than you think. One of these days we're gonna go to like somewhere that's like really fun and abandoned. Like we've been to a couple places.
Yeah, that football stadium we mentioned in the other episode.
Yeah, like at some point soon I want to like actually like there's some big abandoned places like schools, hospitals, and stuff like that. There's some people on YouTube that I watch that just go there and stuff like that. It'd be fun to like whoever is in owns the property or something like that just gain permission. Hey, we're shooting a couple things here. Like a video. Everybody, calm down. But like
that is also something people do here for fun. Shoot things. Yeah. Usually, you know, not people.
Try not to. Whenever we get our hands on a gun, we're basically yes, I can shoot a target.
I can shoot like a pop can I'm holding up on a corn stalk and realize that a 410 shotgun spread is gonna also, you know, knock down about like three or four other corn stalks.
That is the most Ohio sentence I've ever heard in my life. A pop can.
Yeah, a pop can. There you go.
With my gun.
And, you know, oh shit, I, you know, shot down five of the farmer's corn stalks in an attempt to blow a Dr. Pepper can with like this shotgun shell the size of my thumb. Why do I even care to get specific? I was about to say, oh, but it would be like more like my pinky or something.
I don't know. That's all we have to do here. Now you all know how big Nick's thumbs are. That's great.
If you know the size of like a 410 shotgun shell, I'd say that's like probably about like pinky or like index finger.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're not afraid to talk about guns here. We can talk shit about everybody.
I was going
to
say, yeah, we can talk shit about guns and we can talk them up.
Guns. We hate them. We love them.
I mean, pretty much.
I burped in that before. I heard that. Oh, shit.
That was the sound of one of the neighbors with their gun.
Yeah. And we're going strong. We can wrap it up.
Do you hear the train pickup?
That was.
That's another
Ohio thing right there.
The fact that we have like really tiny towns where trains just blast through at like 50 miles
an hour. I don't even understand it because over here, it's literally, there's no station around. There's nowhere to stop. But as soon as they get in town, they just fucking pull that horn as loud as they possibly can.
But like, you know where I live, there's no train tracks.
Right.
I can hear one of them every now
and
then.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's either, it can't be Holgate. It has to be Napoleon. It's closer.
It's got to be Napoleon.
But, yeah, like, and even on my way to work, I drive like 30 minutes really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I cross two train crossings. Well, one of these crossings is just the absolute middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I had a train stop. What looked like 2 mile long train, probably realistically only like a mile or two. No. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I might be over exaggerating. It's been a very long train to the point that like I was on my way home from work, it slowed down and then it stopped and I was like, oh God. I waited like 20 minutes because I was on my way home. I wasn't in a rush.
Yeah.
But it got to the point that I'd like, you know, Austin Powers like 89-point fucking turned my way around onto the road. And I basically tried to go to the next crossing, you know, a country block over, blocked off. Next one, blocked off. Next one, blocked off. Well, guess what? Before I could get to the end of the train where there'd be another crossing, well, that was a dead end. So I go back across, like, all of these crossings again to try the other way.
Okay.
I do that till I hit a dead end.
Oh, my
God. This train has just stopped there over, like, at least, like, five crossings, it feels like.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like,
they should be fine for that kind of stuff.
I don't know why they stopped either. And that happened. I have a second, you know, a set of tracks that it's right off of a turnpike really close to where I work. That happened to me on the way to work. Luckily, I could get around that one, but it just kind of stopped. And there wasn't really much of a station. At least, maybe there was for this one because I think my job does something with train cars every now and then as a medium of cargo.
Yeah.
At least the aerial photo on a calendar we have in the break room had some, you know, train cars somewhere. But the first one that I mentioned, like, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This train, I could see both ends of it.
Okay.
Also in the middle of nowhere. I don't know why it stopped.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I don't think anything happened.
Was it a ghost train?
Yeah, who knows?
Dude.
Maybe it just disappeared as soon as I crossed. It was like, you just have to get across the tracks and the curse will fucking be broken.
What is so awesome about trains, by the way? I don't want to be like weird about it, but like,
there's I kind of get what, I think that's that weird, awkward thing where if you're, you know, a guy, and you start to grow up, you're like, yeah, I like trains again now, and I like boats and like cars.
But, I mean, like, because like, there's so many stories that take place on trains, like,
oh, yeah.
We're on the Orient Express and stuff like that. There's like something whimsical about it. Like, even Harry
Potter almost,
can add to that.
At least in the United States, an outdated means of transport. And I'm not talking about like subways or like monorails. Those are obviously in very urban areas and they, those like people exclusively get around by those.
Welcome to Ohio.
But like, yeah, out in the middle of nowhere here, it's really only cargo and logistics. There aren't really many, like compared to Europe especially, aren't really any trains that do passenger stuff unless it's for some sort of novelty kind of experience, which is why I think we view trains like that, because they are, at least in our country, a very outdated means of like passenger transit. Like, we don't use them anymore, so they're almost mythical.
It adds character to it. Why are we talking about trains,
dude? I don't even know. I told you we're at that age where I like trains and like model boats and
I like trains.
It's like submarines are kind of cool. I have a book about submarines. That's gonna be me in like 5 years. I'm just gonna go like full, you know, really young dad.
You'll be like, here's my submarine. It's yellow.
It's
like,
yellow.
Like, you'll just have
your... Yeah, I listen to the Beatles.
You'll have your, like, Beatles albums, Metallica, Ghost.
I tread a very fine line between metalhead and hippie, and it's a very confusing experience for me, at least.
It's like, you gotta have a whole coming out part.
It's like, I'm
what very, the fuck you are.
I'm just a very angry hippie.
It's... I saw this one thing. It was on Facebook, or the Facebooks.
Yeah.
Because I'm 40.
The Zuckerberg zone.
And there was this thing. It was like, figure out what kind of alternative are you and stuff like that. And it was like goth. And it explained, well, it, like, what would you be? It's like goth, punk, and hipster or something like that. Goth, it was you're mad at your parents. Hipster is you're mad at society, and punk was you're mad at the government. I'm like, shit, so I am punk.
Yeah,
it all makes sense now. Thanks, Facebook.
Facebook tells me everything important.
Yeah,
I don't even. God, I feel old, but I actually think it just kind of Facebook saw its beginning and end in terms of users. I just don't really know how to use it.
Me neither.
Like, I feel like my grandparents, when they tried to use it. I mean, I have a bit more technical knowledge than them, but I kind of understand when they say it's, like, hard to use because it's, like...
What's a post? What's a status update? Well,
it's just... It's really weird to navigate for even me, someone who has been doing this stuff since as long as I can remember. Yeah. I mean, it just feels very awkward to me. You don't really... Obviously, a lot of people our age and younger use Facebook, but like not as much as the other platforms.
Right.
Even though Facebook basically owns these platforms by extension, like Instagram, you don't really see anyone using it. Like you do, but not as much compared.
It's very much of its time, and it's so funny because we're at the point where we can feel nostalgic. Like there's all these times like when we're 13, 14. Oh, I'm nostalgic for this.
Yeah, but now it's like this is literally like.
In the past.
You realize that people basically live in the past, and there's a healthy way and unhealthy way to do it, but everyone who has the ability to remember basically does. I mean, when you get to a certain age, and, you know, I don't like to say that I'm an adult and I've grown up. I always say I'm only an adult on paper, you know?
Yeah.
But as, you know, you get to that age where you've been around long enough to really be considered an adult in some circles, you just... Your life becomes a bit more uneventful. Time moves faster, but your life goes a bit slower.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have the free time you used to. Yeah. So now you think about all those things. And I mean, you don't know, you know, the good, enjoyable times really well, at least until after. Yeah. I mean, you look back on it and then you're like, wow, I wish I would have, you know, understood how enjoyable this was during the moment.
Like, even now, like, we try to recapture, like, a lot of the fun things we did growing up. Again, even this podcast is a desperation, so we don't fall into feeling like old people.
Something to do, I mean.
But, like, there, or we go, if we go to, like, an abandoned place, then we, like, are, like, feel young.
Yeah, you feel like
we're 20 years old.
Exactly.
We're not young, but, like, we are young, but you get it, you get it.
We do something to, I don't know.
Boost it up, and then we go back to our boring, mundane life afterwards. And
that's, I think, the reason we feel that so heavily is because it's, at this age, it's to some extent a new thing to really have this lifestyle. I mean,
this is like this segment right here is the one that I'm gonna like post on social media and stuff like that as at the clip that goes viral.
It's not just gonna be like the time we actually get like Hitler or Charlie Chaplin to like sit in the chairs beside us
and figure out who is who.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important.
Try to differentiate them. You know, they're both like just wearing regular clothes,
and we try and literally have to try and figure out who.
Oh, that would be
incredible.
That'd be a scary experience.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I think we should start wrapping things up.
Yeah,
but
I think we should too. We've went on for a long time.
Nah, too long, dude. People out here are either sleeping or actually trying to figure out who the fuck are these guys. We're hoping if anybody has listened to this who doesn't actually know us personally, we thank you so much for coming.
Exactly. Far. Like a lot of the things we reference are somewhat local, and I mean.
Yeah, so like if you're listening, then it's probably literally just our personalities are somewhat entertaining,
which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
To each their own. Yeah.
Yeah, but we thank you much. We're gonna have social media and stuff like that. I'm gonna make a.
That's Instagram. I feel like that'd be a good step.
Yeah. So, I'll link it in the description, and I'll probably one of the quote unquote advertisements we have for ourselves.
Yeah.
I'll just slip it on in there. So,
all right,
you can find us and. I don't know. Hopefully support us.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
we'll have a Patreon soon.
Have an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just $50 and you can see my my feet pics. There you go.
$50 and you get like an audio clip of me singing like Take On Me by Aha.
Shit, that's like anybody who actually wants that, let us know.
Yeah, like I'll do it. I'll make an ass out of myself for $50.
Yeah. See, we're good people. We got this, okay? We love us. Please, love us.
We need it.
Yeah. Anyways, have a nice night. This is Josiah signing off, and Nick as well. Laters.